with great excitement to chat with one of the members of the Besnard Lakes from Montreal. I hope you're not hooked on looking on the iPad since it's the first time to see it used for the interview. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. That is so awesome. I love that.
Can you introduce yourself and what do you play?
My name is Jay Slasik and I sing and play guitar.
How long has the band been together?
We've been together since... the band has been a band since 2000. This current band has been together since around 2006, 2005.
Almost a decade.
Yes, it's been a long time, yeah.
In case the listeners have forgotten, where does the name come from?
The name comes from a lake that exists 8 hours north of Regina. It's actually called Besnard Lake, and it's kind of the last road you can possibly take north in northern Saskatchewan. It's really hard to get to. It takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours of logging roads to actually just get there. So it's really secluded.
Art of Roaring Nights was recently released. Boy, that's a tongue twister. How has the reception been?
Really great. We've better than expected, actually. We just got back from 9.5 weeks on the road. We did UK and Europe, and then North America, and it's been better than we thought it would be. We were thinking everybody had forgotten about us, but apparently not.
I've been hooked on Albatross for a while and it sounds dreamy. There were some songs that seemed epic. What do you think of that?
A lot of our songs are kind of going along that lines. A lot of the music that we listen to is sort of... The songs are longer and they have sort of an epic quality to them. And I don't know, I think all of us are big fans of, you know, longer songs that sort of take a while to sort of evolve. And so, you know, it's almost like each song has its own little story inside of it, and you kind of get lost in it, and we really like that quality of songs.
So one of the songs that almost remind me of the length, remind me of a Black Mountain song, Tyrants.
Oh, no way, yeah, no, totally, almost, yeah, their songs are quite long as well, too. Yeah, like they spend a lot of time, like, building and sort of, you know, building sort of like an atmosphere within the song.
Psychedelic?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
What were the themes you were creating on?
Well, there's always the spy themes that we're building on. It's basically a storyline that started when we started writing Volume 1, and which is our first record. So... It's about two spies who are kind of spying on each other, and they're just creating destruction around the world. And some of it is happening in like Cold War era. Some of it is happening in the 50s. They're kind of timeless people, and for me, it allows me to sort of draw an idea from a storyline in order to gather lyrics to write about.
For my song, James Bond, but it sounds like Spy versus Spy.
Yeah, totally. It's a little bit of, yeah. That and Secret Agent Man, yeah.
Yeah, what's your albums always start with the Besnard Lakes?
Mm-hmm. We were going to actually stop that this record. We were going to call it Let the Night Roar. But at the last minute, just before we were about to decide on the album name, there was a guy, Kid Cannibal, came out with his record called Let the Night Roar, which is a Jim Jones quote. So we were like, well, we can't do that. So then we thought about it for a little while, and then we decided, well, let's continue with the whole sort of sentence idea, and then it would be sort of like a system that we're creating that we sort of continue throughout every record.
What is considered your favorite track on the current album?
My favorite track right now... Live is probably, and this is what we call progress, because it's the fastest song that we have. Because all of our songs are really slow, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How is the current album different than the previous albums?
Well, this album is a little bit more coherent. It was done all in one shot in the studio that we own called Break Glass. The last record was, and the first record were done in little like two-day, three-day stints, and then we'd take like a month or two off and then go back again. So this was all done in tracked in 4 weeks and then mixed in 3 weeks all together. So the album sounds a lot more coherent than the rest of the albums.
I'm curious about the cover art of the album. Who painted it?
A friend of ours, Corey Lynn Tetz, did the Dark Horse cover, and she did the Roaring Night cover as well. She's an incredible painter from Montreal.
You're embarking on this tour of Young Galaxy. How is it like to join them?
Oh, we love Young Galaxy. They're old friends of ours. I've been helping those guys record their records for years, so it just seems natural that we get together and play shows.
Anything funny about them?
Actually, Ramsey is one of the funniest guys I've ever met. So being on the road with him is just like constant comedy the whole time. He's a really funny guy.
Aside from Young Galaxy, which bands and singer-songwriters are you good friends with?
Well, Land of Talk. Obviously, we're Stars, Deers, you know, a lot of the bands in Montreal, we're all pretty close because it's a pretty small scene there, so oddly enough, yeah.
It's like the same thing as what Steven said.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you think about performing in Ottawa?
I love Ottawa. Ottawa's great, and it's only 2.5 hours from Montreal, so it still feels close to home, so it still kind of feels like home. And we always have great crowds when we show up here, so yeah, it's always a good time.
How many times have you played in Ottawa?
This maybe be our fourth or fifth time here, so yeah, we've been here a lot, yeah.
Favorite venue?
Favorite venue here? We've actually only played Zayfots, so I guess Zayfots is our favorite.
Yeah, I know I've been to Montreal during the Easter weekend. I've only been to two venues. Sala Rosa and the Divan Orange.
Yeah, Sala Rosa is amazing. Yeah. That's one of our favorites.
That's
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's when I saw You Say Party, We Say Die. And a few weeks later, the drummer died.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that was so sad. He died he had a hemorrhage on stage, didn't he? Yeah. Oh, so sad.
So, good thing I did see them before.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Do you prefer digital music like iTunes, or do you prefer CDs?
I actually prefer vinyl. I don't really buy a lot of new albums. My Augie and my record collection is most of it is in the 60s and the 70s. Some of it, you know, there's stuff that comes after that, of course, but the bulk of it is, you know, we're actively searching out music from the 60s and 70s, so, and it's always on vinyl.
You're not embracing digital music?
I don't have a problem with digital music. I think it's a great way for people to access songs that we weren't able to do before. You know, when I was growing up, we didn't have computers in our houses, so, you know, I'm pretty old. So it was really hard to have access to music if you wanted to hear things. You know, we would have to actually go to a record store and put it on and listen to it, which is awesome in itself. It's a great day out, but being able to have access to something immediately and be able to sort of test it in like, you know, a couple minutes and know whether you like it or not is pretty cool.
Yeah. How was Community Radio and CBC Radio 3 being supportive?
Oh, they're great. They apparently they've been playing our music a lot, so you know they're always very supportive of us, and that's kind of, you know, it's quite flattering because, you know, they're such a great institution.
And any chance that you might be on the players long list on Thursday?
Who knows? Yeah. We'll see. Let's cross our fingers. Yeah.
Lastly, who is hooked on social network sites?
I would say Rich is definitely hooked on social, our guitar player. He's definitely hooked on social network sites. Yeah, he's got his Facebook open quite a bit. Yeah. Olga and I aren't on Facebook. And our drummer Kevin is on Facebook, but he shuts it down when he goes on tour, yeah. which pisses off a lot of people because they suddenly can't get a hold of him anymore. But he just can't deal with like the amount of traffic that comes to his page, so he just turns it off.
And who was more tech savvy?
Rich as well. Yeah, he's the most digital minded of all of us. I think.
I guess I must hide my iPad.
Yeah, he's gonna love that. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you for taking the time for doing an interview, and I guess you'll be Googling on my iPad.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.